The 805. Ventura
Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are 805 with Tom and Sandy on News Talk 1520. I am Sandy here with Tom, and we are your entertainment guide for the 805.
And we've got an interesting guest here, and already I'm excited about this next 10 minutes because I've got one of my favorite things just sitting in front of me. Now, I realize, Sandy, it's early in the morning. It's like, what, 12 somewhere out there? I mean, it's like...
I'm sure it's 5.
It's afternoon somewhere. Because sitting in front of me right now is a bunch of glasses of beer. Now, we've got a gentleman. His name is Curtis Taylor, and he's with Hop Head Said. Did I say that right, Curtis?
You did, yes.
I said that right. Okay. What are you all about? Just tell me what's going on here.
Well, I am a craft beer lover, a home brewer, and there is nothing better for me than to share my love of beer with anyone who wants to listen. So here I am this morning.
I just picked him up on a street corner out there, you know.
I would believe you.
Well, and by the way, it is beer 30 somewhere, so we're in good shape for this beer this morning.
We're in great shape, and it's great that you're here this weekend because the big beer festival up there in Ojai, I know the Salute Beer Festival is going on right now, and you were there last night.
Right. It was an incredible three four hour ordeal with incredible foods. The beers just made this food from Cafe Zach just come alive. It was amazing. I never had anything quite like it.
You know, that's funny that you said that because I was reading your bio, and one of the things that you write about is pairing beer with food, and I'm a foodie, so it's interesting how you can pair the flavors of beer with certain foods.
Well, I'm certainly biased towards beer, and beer is actually a food. It's cooked, it's boiled, and so a lot of the flavors you get in food, especially cooked food, you can find in a beer. And so if you're caramelization of meat and a dark beer, that has the same kind of caramelization flavors, and so they just pair beautifully.
And then if you're eating spicy food or something like that, are you going to want something that's kind of light and so that it kind of complements the spice?
Well, there's several ways you can go. You can get some beers that are maltier, which will help tamp that back. So if you don't like a real spicy beer, a real spicy meal, a malty beer like a Big Red, an Irish Red will help kind of tamp those flavors back. To accentuate the hops, the spice, you can get some hoppier beers, which will actually bring those spices forward a little bit.
Now, as a beer lover, one thing I'm a little confused on, and I know there's a lot of kinds of beers out there. I mean, you know, Hefeweizen, Pilsner, this, that. But you're saying there's really two offshoots of beer. It's either an ale or a lager.
Right.
And what is the difference? I need to know the difference in that.
Well, the difference is that an ale yeast is an ale yeast or a lager yeast. And the lager yeast generally eats more of the sugar in the wort, which is the pre-fermented beer. And so in a lager, you'll have a beer that isn't as sweet. It's more crisp, whereas an ale will have some fruity esters. It'll be a little sweeter because the yeast just wasn't able to eat all of the sugars inside that wort.
So an IPA beer would be a lager, correct?
An IPA is actually an India Pale Ale. And so that's using an ale yeast.
You need to go back to school, Tom.
Right.
I'm trying to learn here.
Let's set up a time, and we can definitely do that. But
that's a great idea.
The IPAs are generally a lot hoppier than any of the other beers.
Yeah, they taste stronger.
Right.
I mean, when they hit your tongue, it's kind of like boom.
Right. Hop flavors, hop bitterness. A lot of times they've got a bigger malt component in it, too. So just bigger all the way around.
Okay, now one thing, I can't wait much longer here.
Because I know, I see you.
Yeah, my eyes have been just gearing straight down on this little cup of beer here. What is it that you've got out here?
Well, this is a homebrew, and this is a rye pale ale. And this is about as fresh a beer as you're ever going to get. It's came out of the fermenter 3 days ago. And,
wow.
I mean, if you go to a brewery, that's going to have to sit there for a couple weeks so that it can condition and clear out. This is just a couple days old, so it's still a little cloudier.
It's absolutely delicious.
Salute, chin chin, everybody.
Yeah, ching ching.
Okay, so let me ask you a question while we're trying this beer. Is it true that the frostier the glass, the better the beer? Because we do, we put our glasses in the freezer thinking that it's going to make the beer taste that much better.
No, that's a huge misconception
okay.
for me.
Good to know.
The reason being is that a frosty glass will chill that beer down. And the colder the beer is, if it's really, really cold on, say, a Budweiser or Miller, where it's that cold, it tends to numb your tongue. And so when you're drinking an ale like what we have here, a little warmer temp, the flavors explode in your mouth, and it releases the aromas too as it warms up, just like what a wine would do, a red wine. If you're warming it up, or a brandy or something where you kind of swish it and warm it up, it releases all those aromas, makes it a more complex drink.
I did not have my coffee this morning. This is yummy.
Yeah, great. By 9 o'clock today, we don't know what's going
to
happen.
And that's perfect. Morning is really a great time to taste beer. And
I couldn't agree more. I told my wife that, but she doesn't
right.
go with that.
No, I know. People look at you kind of funny. But really, because your taste buds are fresh, and they haven't been assaulted with whatever you've
food
all day long. And especially if you haven't had a coffee, then you've got this real clean palate to work with. And so a lot of the beer judging happens in the morning just because of how clean and fresh your palate is.
Okay.
Now, I know when we were at Brendan's and they were serving the, what do you call the Guinness, thank you. Mm-hmm. The Guinness beer, they're talking about how you serve it fairly warm. In other words, it's not cold beer at all.
Right.
So they're really stuck on that, you know, as far as the flavor and everything else. I guess if you get it cold enough, it just loses its flavor. And I notice when I drink Guinness, for instance, out of a refrigerator, you know, where it's a bottle,
mm-hmm.
I don't like it at all.
Right.
When I drink it at a place like Brendan's, it's a whole different flavor.
Right. And a lot of it has to do with the serving temp. Now, they're serving it out of a special tap with nitrogen, and it creams it up and makes it just this beautiful kind of velvety texture on your tongue. But and a lot of times it's hard to duplicate that, pouring it out of a bottle into a glass at home.
Now, I see that you have another bottle there that says chocolate.
It says Chocolate Thunder. And this is a double IPA, which means that it has more malt, more bitterness, everything else. And I put some chocolate malt in it, so there's a little bit of a coffee, bitter chocolate in there. But it's beautiful because it's 11.1%. So
I want to hear that little baby yeah. pop.
Let's see if we can get it here.
Oh,
sounds good to
nice.
Me.
All right. Somebody can pour that.
Now, while we're pouring that, let me ask you about your blogging, because you do a lot of writing in regards to education of beer, you know, different things, helping people understand it better. Tell me about that.
Well, I love sharing my experiences and my interpretations of beer and their flavors. And what is so great about the beer community is we're not a bunch of snobs, and I'm interested in what your tastes are. I'm interested in what you're tasting, because the chances are we're going to have similar, but they're not going to be exact tastes. And so all of that is a learning process for me on what people, what they pick out of the beers. So I just love sharing that. And writing about it is one way for me to kind of spread that to more people than just the four people that are in the room with me at that one time.
Ooh, yeah. This chocolate is kind of like a dessert beer.
It's very good. It's very nice.
I got to give it three yummies.
No, it's happening there. So you've got a Facebook site that people can go to, right?
Right, and I would just say go to hopheadsaid.com. That's the easiest way to find me, and you'll find my Twitter account, my Facebook. You'll also find links to Paul Rikus, who's coming in for his Ventura Night Out, and Thousand Oaks nightout.com. And so you'll find all the places that I'm syndicated, I guess, you mm-hmm. know, where my stuff is all carried out.
Where you're out there.
Right.
Now, we're going to be giving away, when you leave here in a few minutes, we're going to be giving away two tickets to that beer fest today up there in Ojai, the Salute Beer Festival. So what can people expect when they get up there?
Beer.
Thank you. I knew you were riveting, but that's amazing.
There's beer and food. There's gonna it's a nonstop beer, all you can eat beer, beer, all you can eat food samples. And it's gonna be 4 hours, 5 hours in Ojai, and right next to the Ojai Beverage Company. It's gonna be gorgeous. I mean, last night was incredible. Today I'm looking forward to the sun.
Yeah, it should be out today.
I mean,
way up there in Ojai.
You would think.
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because I'm a wine snob. What's the difference between wine and beer snobs?
No, you're a wino. There's a difference. You drink anything.
Why do you have to tell everyone?
The difference between a wine snob and a beer snob? Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, they just
same thing.
Yeah, they just take themselves way too seriously with their drinks, and that's what it is. And I take beer really, really seriously, but I don't take myself very seriously with it. So that's I think that's kind of that my writings are. I like to keep it light because I don't want to turn anyone off of an incredible tasting experience, whether it's wine, spirits, or beer.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you one thing here. If you were going to go out and buy a microbrew right now, you're going to go to the store. What's your favorite one?
Oh, God. If I'm not going to go to the store right now. I'm going to go to any one of the local breweries around.
See, like Anacapa?
So, right, Anacapa. Yeah. You've got Surf Brewery, which is a brand new brewery here in Ventura, and Island
Brewing Company
up in Carp. And they're celebrating their 10th anniversary this whole month. Surf Brewery just opened. Go get fresh beer and bring it home. Don't go to the store. Don't go, you know, buy something from somewhere else in California, around the world. Get your beer here. It's just an incredible beer scene right now.
Yeah, because I know Danny over there at Anacapa Brewing Company, and I absolutely love to go there because he's always got five fresh brews mm-hmm. going. They change them up every couple of weeks. Right. I know he's got some brand new ones out there. He's got a new porter, a new IPA. He was telling me, I believe he's got a rye ale going right now.
Yes.
But they're right up there on Main Street, you know, in Old Town Ventura.
Right off of California, you take a left down there. And, yeah. No,
I love that place.
And my favorite Anacapa beer is the rye pale ale by far. That is my favorite one, and so I'm excited for I was talking to Jason, the brewmaster. He's coming, they're brewing it, and it's going to be out here pretty soon, so that's going to be some good stuff up there.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh,
and
you're
one
welcome.
More question: how long can you keep fresh beer brewed like this in the refrigerator?
It's specific on the style.
Okay.
If you take care of it, months and months, and
oh, wow.
and a big beer like this Chocolate Thunder right here, this could last several years, and if it's kept in a nice cool place.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Great information, Curtis. We really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Now we've got
this was fun.
Yeah, we've got those two giveaways right now. Anybody that's got nothing to do today, what a great way to spend Saturday afternoon. Go up there to the Ojai Brewing Company. I guess it is beverage company. Is that what it is? And it's the
yep.
Salute Beer Festival. These tickets are worth $40 or $45 a piece. I've got a pair of them right now. And
can I do one more
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you sure
I
can.
I got a t-shirt giveaway on Facebook, Hophead Said. And
I like
so
that.
Any of the,
can I get
any,
one of those?
Any of, the, any of the listeners out there, go to my Facebook page and write, yes, please, underneath. I wrote live 805 with Tom and Sandy this morning on my Facebook page. So go there. Anyone who signs up is going to get put in the pool for a t-shirt. And ladies, I have some really nice lady cut tees. It's not these big chunky extra large guy t-shirts that everyone, you know, that every brewery sells.
Well, you need that for all those muscles.
Well, well for me, yeah.
I mean,
I
you're
know,
cut
yeah.
like oh, right, Arnold.
You
come
know
on
what? So just go ahead and take my yes right now.
Okay. There you go. Yes, please.
All right. So we're going to go on a quick break. We're going to hear from some great sponsors. You're listening to Tom and Sandy on Live 805 News Talk 1520.
289-1520.